today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
White record and a white sleeve and white jacket, and the only thing stamped on it on the label was No Name.
Hey everybody, this is Patrick Foster here. Thanks for tuning in to Rockin' the Suburbs. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to our show. We are now in July 2024, new music. I hope you listened in yesterday when Jim was on the podcast kicking us off, getting the train started for July new music. You picked Irked, Pack Rat, and Ashley Monroe. I would encourage you to go back and listen to that stuff. Some very good stuff picked out by Mr. Jim. And that means it's time to really get the train in full force with our listeners, and we're going to do that in the traditional way we do. He's got his conductor's cap on. He's ready to go. And here he is from across the sea in Stirling.
He's got it. The man, myth, and the legend. Stephen Routledge from Scotland. He's got it.
Hi Jim and Patrick, interns and fellow Rocking the Suburbs listeners. Stephen Routledge here, calling you from Stirling with my new music picks for July. A couple of noisy picks this month, and first up is South Korea's Paranul, who I've mentioned in the past. New single, Painless, brings the noise and the melodies. Second choice is a single release for a forthcoming collaboration of heaviness from London's Elephant Tree and Stockholm's Low Rider. A dense, lumbering slab of heavy riffage that is sure to test the bass response of any headphones or speakers. As ever, I look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners have picked. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
Hey, Suburbs Pod family, calling in with my July/August new music pick. On July 19th, it was a Friday, I came home, and I had a package on my porch from Third Man Records. Now, I'm a member of the Third Man Record Vault Club, but I did not order anything from Third Man. Wasn't expecting anything. Opened that box, and inside was a white record and a white sleeve and white jacket, and the only thing stamped on it, on the label, was No Name. Put it on the turntable, and come to find out it was a brand new Jack White album. Yes, I'm slightly obsessed with Jack White. He's one of my favorite, if not my favorite artist. So I was thrilled. Ended up listening to it about 5 times start to finish that weekend. Towards the end of the weekend, fellow listener John Hyman was able to get me a vinyl rip of the album, which I've proceeded to listen to 10 or 12 times since then as well. But the following week, Jack White announced that on Saturday, July 27th, he was going to have a show in Nashville at an American Legion Hall. Tickets went on sale the 26th, the day before, at 11 a.m. Both Nicole and I were online at 11 a.m. We went to purchase tickets, and within 5 seconds, the show sold out. We both went on a waiting list. And then Saturday morning, the 27th, Nicole got a notification that she could purchase tickets. So we purchased those tickets, and we headed to Nashville. That night at the show, this American Legion Hall held about 200 people. It was incredible. He played a lot of White Stripes. He played a lot of stuff off of the new album. And after the show, we had the opportunity to purchase an official release of No Name. So we did that as well. I'm recording this on August 2nd. The album has officially been released. There was a vinyl, the official vinyl release. You could pick it up at Third Man stores on Thursday the 1st, and then the official store release was today at indie record stores August 2nd. It also hit the streamings today as well. I've already listened to it twice on Spotify this morning. So that's why I'm saying it's my July and my August new music pick, because I heard it first in July, but it officially released in August. Anyway, I think it's a killer album. It's probably the most White Stripes-y thing he's done since the White Stripes. If you told me it was the 7th White Stripes album, I would believe you. A lot of heavy guitar riffs. I think there's only guitar, bass, and drums on it. I don't think there are any other instruments on this album. But it's got some great guitar riffs. The standout track for me is track 5, which we now know is called Archbishop Harold Holmes. Absolutely love that song. Also, I bought a t-shirt at the show. One Way, One Stop, Can't Miss. I believe is what it said. But anyway, that's a line from this Archbishop Harold Holmes song. So let's take a listen. Hope everybody else enjoys this, and looking forward to what everybody else picks. Hey, Coop here with one slight correction. The t-shirt actually says One Day, One Way, Can't Miss. But it is a lyric from Archbishop Harold Holmes.
Dear friend, if you want to feel better, don't let the devil make you toss this letter. If you've been crossed up by hoodoo, you got family trouble, man trouble, woman trouble, no night through the rubber. You're looking for a true friend or a true lover, or if you've been living undercover. Well, I'm coming to your town to break it all down and help you with all of this. I'm looking to help you find bliss. One day, a one way, can't miss. I'm here to tear all the walls down.
Doesn't matter if it's a large town or a small town. Just like Joshua and the fabled walls of Jericho, I'm here to tear down the institution. God spoke to me, said, listen to me. I anoint you with the power that'll get them all moving. You're agitated, you're prayed and meditated. You're concentrated on getting elevated. By sundown, one day, you who come will be blessed with a big money blessing. You will be doubted by all the unbelievers on all of the things I'm addressing. But you must tell seven friends. You must first bring seven friends. And don't be selfish and keep this all to yourself and don't eat shellfish. Hate is trying to take someone else's love for yourself. But I'm here to tell you that love is trying to help someone else. I realize that you have tried and tried and are just about ready to give up. But I got good news for you. God has spoken to my mind and told me to tell you to get moving in the right direction for a change. I'm gonna put you in the fast lane. You need to see me right away so I can fix this up. You need to see me right away.
Sorry, it's Coop again. Just one quick note. Patrick, go ahead and mark this down as my album of the year. Thanks.